You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Bachelor Finale Monday. I will let you know what I'm hearing in regards to The Bachelorette, what I'm hearing in regards to Bachelorette filming, some of the contestants, what I'm hearing there. We do have some stuff to go over in regards to tonight's finale and then what to expect this week with Bachelorette. And I'll give you where I'm at with Bachelorette. My gosh, I have the hiccups. Sorry. We've got a couple former podcast guests getting engaged this weekend. I think that's interesting. And then I've got another just absolutely asinine comment from Nick Vial. And maybe at the end, I'll touch a little bit on the Kate Middleton story from this weekend. And we'll get to all that momentarily. Okay, so let's begin. Bachelor finale tonight. You already know what's going to happen. That has been spoiled for the last month. The correction, if you're just tuning in today for the first time since the season started and you haven't followed any of my social media, haven't listened to any podcasts, and the last thing you saw was Joey was engaged to Daisy that I posted back on November 30th. That changed about a month ago. He is engaged to Kelsey. You will see that tonight. And so there's that. Now, obviously, a lot of you want to know what's the latest on The Bachelorette. Who is it? I don't have any solid confirmation of who it is. But I will say this in terms of what I'm hearing. The things that I'm hearing are pointing to Daisy. But I'm not going to say it is Daisy because I haven't gotten any sort of confirmation. But if you're going to tell me who do I think it's going to be based on what I'm hearing, I would say Daisy. If it ends up being Daisy, great. I'm not going to sit here and gloat and say I told you so because I didn't tell you it's going to be Daisy. I'm just telling you that's what I'm hearing. If it ends up being Maria, I'm not wrong either because I'm not saying. I'm not trying to hedge here. I'm telling you right now, I do not know who it is going into tonight. And I'm assuming we're going to get the answer tonight. But from the things that I have been hearing, some clues that I've been given, it's leaning towards Daisy for me. I mean, they've already made their decision. I'm just saying like what my answer would be if someone asked me. I think it'd be Daisy, but I honestly do not have any sort of confirmation. So unless I get some during the day today, as I'm flying back home, as I've been gone all weekend, I will let you know. But that's the latest I'm hearing. I can't get into what I heard or how I heard it because obviously that would be revealing sources. But if you're asking me right now who I think is going to be announced as The Bachelorette tonight, from what I'm hearing and things I've been able to piece together, I'd say Daisy. But if it's not her, then it's not her. Now, in terms of The Bachelorette, I've actually heard more about The Bachelorette filming than I've heard about Bachelorette itself. I have actually heard The Bachelorette starts filming tomorrow night. Limo entrances are tomorrow night. And then, remember I told you over a month ago, I said I heard it was an all-international season. And then a couple weeks ago, I said I just heard of a U.S. city that they're definitely filming in. So it's not all-international, but they are starting after one night at the mansion. They're going to have opening night. Limo entrances will be at the mansion. I've heard it's tomorrow night, but we'll get to that in a second. It could be later this week, but I was told Tuesday. Seems a little early because usually they give us 3 days. They announce the guys and they give us about 3 days for the public to vet the guys. So they would have released the guys. But maybe it's different because they're waiting so long for The Bachelorette to be released, which I would assume would be tonight. But I've heard filming at the mansion tomorrow night, and they leave Wednesday to go overseas. So it is going to start out internationally, episode 2 and 3, and they are going to New Zealand and Australia. But I don't know which one is first. I don't know if it's Australia first or New Zealand first, but those are their first two stops. So, when I heard all international, that was the one question I had was, why would you fly 25 to 30 guys out for the first night, knowing you're going to send 8 to 10 right back on a plane and send him home. That seemed kind of ridiculous. So this makes sense. They're going to do the first night at the mansion, and then the next day they're going to surprise the guys and say, oh yeah, by the way, pack your bags. We're going overseas immediately. So that's interesting. And then they're going to make their way back. Obviously, at the end of April, they will be in a U.S. city. So those are the only two locations I know now. Now, the whole thing with it starting tomorrow night, that could I think that's it. I really do think it's happening tomorrow night. So keep that in mind. Obviously, we'll be on the lookout for it, which means they would have to announce The Bachelorette tonight. I can't imagine they would start filming without even letting us know who The Bachelorette is. But could filming end up being Wednesday night or Thursday night? Yeah, it's possible, I guess. So it is definitely, that's the schedule for Bachelorette. And then once they start traveling, hopefully I'll find out more places. But New Zealand and Australia, first two stops on the Bachelorette tour. And like I said, I guess maybe first night could be Wednesday, could be Thursday. But whenever the first night is, the very next day, instead of the guys moving into the mansion, the guys will be packing their bags and heading overseas. Now, speaking of the guys, I will release three of them that I know tomorrow. That I found out about over the weekend. And when I went to their Instagram profiles on Friday and Saturday, they were public. And then all three of them went private on Sunday, yesterday. So pretty much confirms that they're going to be on the initial cast list. Whether or not, obviously, they make final cast, we don't know, because usually two or three end up getting cut. But I will give you those three guys tomorrow in my column. And if I get any more, I will let you know as well. I'm already getting negative information about some of these guys, including one of the three that I'll give you tomorrow. But once again, it's another one of these things where someone tells me something negative. They literally wrote me to say, I want this guy dragged. And I'm like, look, if you're not going to talk to me about it, or if you're not going to give me the timeline and give me everything I need to know, I'm not going to do it. Plus, we don't even know if he's relevant to the season. He might get cut the first night, so I'm not going to sit here and do that. But if it is somebody who lasts long and this person does want to put their name to it, then I'll have them share the story. But until then, you know, if they're going to go to another outlet and do that, and another outlet wants to spread stuff without vetting it, let them go do it. But I'm not going to do it. I told them, I'll only do this if you put your name to it and you provide receipts, because that's the only way we do this anymore. And because this came from a third party, and I was like, well, is the girl involved? The girl that this guy was, you know, seeing, is she going to speak up? Because that's the only way this story is getting run, and we're going to wait to see if he even is relevant to the season first. So, but again, already got two of the three guys I've already heard negative stories about. I'm like, great, here we go again. Just guys that I don't know what they're thinking, but you know, it we get this every season. It's the same thing over and over. But we're just covering it a lot differently now, because it's very easy to say something about a guy who can't, or a woman, who can't defend themselves while they're out filming. So we wait and see. And if somebody wants to put their name to it and provide receipts, that's the only way it's getting told. So I will keep you updated on that and what the deal is with those guys. But yeah, I'll release all of those three guys tomorrow. And I got to believe we're going to be getting the Facebook page for The Bachelorette is going to be releasing the possible contestants within the next two or three days. They have to, unless they're not doing it this year, because we know in the past, they've always released it on the Facebook page two or three days before filming, so everyone can vet them out and they get any negative stories and cut some guys. Well, if filming starts tomorrow night, unless they've released the guys on, you know, this morning, you know, after I've recorded this, I don't know. Maybe they're going to do it different this year, because they're certainly not giving 3 days notice unless filming isn't starting tomorrow night. But I've been told it is, and they leave out of town Wednesday. So to go to New Zealand or Australia, one of the two. So let's keep that in mind as we move forward. You know, I have not talked about Nick Viall negatively on my podcast in, a while, because he hasn't put his foot in his mouth. I only bring him up when he needs to be called out for things that he says and things that he does. And I absolutely think he put his foot in his mouth again when he had Heidi and Spencer on his podcast. This guy, Nick Vial, had the nerve to tell Heidi and Spencer on his podcast, no one in the Bachelor world has more to complain about than him. Think about that for a second. The privileged white guy who was on two consecutive Bachelorette seasons and got dumped both times, then got to go on Bachelor in Paradise, then got to become the Bachelor, who has then transformed himself into a guy who gets exclusives from the show, is allowed to get contestants that other podcasts aren't allowed to get, who has built a brand based off of this show. This guy is now saying no one in the Bachelor world has more to complain about than him. Holy tone deaf, you idiot. Are you kidding me? Nick, how about this? How about you interview, I don't know, any person of color from this franchise and ask them if you think, if they think that you have more to complain about than they do. I mean, talk about your white fucking privilege. My God. Is he that tone deaf? Is he that dumb? Does he just say things for effect? Because I cannot believe he would say that. This guy's making seven figures a year, mostly talking about this show and interviewing people from this show. Now, granted, he gets great guests from a lot of other reality TV shows. Great guests that other podcasts cannot and will not ever get. But he has more to complain about than anyone in the Bachelor world. Give me a fucking break, Nick. I mean, yeah, and he's an ally, isn't he, right? Oh, he's like, oh, yeah. Ask anybody in this franchise who's LGBTQ. Ask how it's gone for them in this franchise. Ask anybody who's a minority in this franchise how it's gone for them, how they get treated, how their edit goes. And he's sitting there saying no one has more to complain about than him? Speaking of Nick Vial, did you see who got engaged over this weekend? Chris Conran and Alana Milne. They were Chris was a podcast guest a couple years ago. And I don't know if you remember, but Nick Vial on one of his podcasts, when he was recapping the season that Chris Conran and Alana were on, alluded to the fact that he thought Chris was gay because he had effeminate legs. Not to mention him on his podcast with his guest that week just insinuated Chris was gay by the way he acted. So, yeah. You think Chris Conran has more to complain about in this Bachelor franchise than Nick Vial does? When Nick Vial can sit on his perch and just throw out insinuations of people being gay because of how the guy has his effeminate legs? Like I've said a million times over when it comes to Nick, I'm not telling you you can't like his podcast. I'm not telling you not to listen to his podcast. All I'm telling you is please, please, please notice the hypocrisy in Nick Vial because he shows his ass every single time he opens his mouth and says something that he's never held accountable for. And now his return is going to be, yeah, all the other podcasts talk about me. No, we only talk about you, Nick, when you say stupid shit like this and then you never address it again. You literally insinuated a guy was gay because of his legs. And now you're saying no one has more to complain about in Bachelor Nation than you do. Yeah, you're going to get called out for that. I would love for a person of color from this franchise to go on Nick's podcast and be like, yeah, Nick, I heard you say that no one has more to complain about than you. Explain, please, considering all the perks you've gotten from this show, explain how you have more to complain about than say, I don't know, shit, just take someone from this season, Rachel. See how she was treated by a fan base because Joey gave her a rose over Maria. Look at all the racist messages that she got for literally just existing and doing nothing wrong. I would love for a person of color to go on his podcast and call him out for that. Doubt they will, but is what it is. I'm just saying, when you listen to Nick, just I hope you guys notice the hypocrisy. This guy literally jumped down my throat 4 years ago and is now doing the exact same thing he accused me of, and he's been doing it for a while now. Just don't forget. Never, ever forget. And finally, I want to talk about this briefly. And, you know, we talk about toxic Bachelor Nation all the time, the fan base just getting carried away and throwing things out there that aren't true, but it ends up being true because you say it enough times and you throw it out and the echo chamber of negativity takes it and runs with it. And it all of a sudden becomes fact. And, you know, it happens a lot, especially now in the 24-hour news cycle where things have to be, you have to have a hot take right away. When Kate Casey was on my podcast 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know what was going on with Kate Middleton. I said, I read that there was a headline that she had photoshopped a picture and all this stuff. And the amount of crazy conspiracy theories that went on out there, the amount of, look, how many people out there said, hey guys, why don't we just take a break? And just wait until she says something. You know, I know that everyone has to have an answer to everything 3 seconds after something happens. But to hear her get on a video and have to explain to America, oh yeah, by the way, I have cancer. And basically I've had a really hard time struggling to how to break this to my kids. I hope that made a lot of people feel like shit. I really do. Will it probably change behavior going forward? No, just like it doesn't change Toxic Bachelor Nation's behavior, no matter how many times you tell them to stop sending death threats and racist messages to contestants on this show. But the amount of vitriol that she got and the amount of conspiracy theories, which are just that, conspiracy theories, not based in fact at all of a sudden turns into, I hope those people have giant egg on their face. And I hope they kind of reconsider, you know, jumping to conclusions on things that they don't know about. The woman's got cancer and she's been struggling with how to break it to her kids. And she had to deal with all this bullshit online for the last, 2 months? She had abdominal surgery in January. And now here we are in March and she found out she's got cancer. She didn't go into what type of cancer it is or how aggressive it is, or she just said she's going to be undergoing chemo soon. She obviously looked like she lost weight in her video. It just, when I heard that, I was like, great. You know, I feel awful for her, not only dealing with cancer, but now looking back on what she's had to endure for 2 months. I really hope people understand, like, you don't need to have a take on something immediately. Just sit back and let things play out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review. And Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now to check that out. You got to hit play, though. Downloads do not count anymore by just showing up in your feed in the morning. You got to hit play and listen. So if I hear anything today in regards to who the Bachelorette is, if I get any sort of like solid confirmation, I'll let you know. But, you know, as I said in the beginning, if you had to ask me right now, based on things that I'm hearing and some clues and piecing some things together, I believe Daisy, but it could very well not be her. I don't have any sort of hard confirmation that it is. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight, or if I get something today, follow me on my social media. Like I said, Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. And we'll be back tomorrow talking, you know, finale night, and hopefully, you know, going over Bachelorette and see if I can give you some other things regarding the Bachelorette season. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.